As our Lord hung there on the cross, many miraculous miracles happened as he was hanging on the cross. Not moving, but everything in life changed. Today is actually marks the anniversary of our salvation. When our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, he hung there and committed his spirit to his Lord and Savior, the Lord of heaven, the Lord of earth. Now, at that time, many miracles and wondrous things occurred, and that in reality, only the Trinity can answer what really happened at Calvary. But people tried to put into words what they think happened, especially at the Lord's death. He hung there and the earth got dark. What I want to talk about is the darkness that covered the earth. Do you know scholars and men of science and biblical scholars try to explain, they've spent their life trying to explain what that darkness was all about when Christ hung there on the cross? Well, you see, it was at noon the darkness fell across the whole land, it says in Mark 15:33. It said it started at noontime and it lasted till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Scholars, they have a whole lot of things to say, and biblical people say that it could have been a sunstorm that caused the darkness, or it could have been a heavy cloud that covered the sun. Some say it could have been an eclipse, but some say it might have even been the aftermath of a volcanic eruption. See, people say it's a whole lot of things it could have been. But if you really want to know what happened, you see, this message takes 3 to 5 hours to deliver. But I'm going to give it to you in 3 to 5 minutes, because you know why? I went to the source of what it was all about. I went to Scripture. And Scripture says that it tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ, he cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is what the whole darkness boiled down to. I don't care what a mathematical genius you are or what biblical scholar you are. It boils down to what God had written in the Bible about the darkness that he was a part of. It says only he could have done this. It says that our Lord Jesus Christ cried out, but the darkness came because his Father in heaven cannot look upon sin. And our Lord Jesus Christ had taken upon himself all the sin of the world from the very beginning of time to the present, to the very future of all the people that may live. He took upon himself all the sin of the world, all. For those that believe and accept him as their Lord and Savior, you are forgiven. You are free because of what he did that night. And the answer to the darkness, no matter who you are and no matter how many years you've studied all kinds of scientific methods, boils down to that a holy God cannot look upon sin. And the Father had to turn away from the Son, who is the light of the world, but for 3 hours. All of mankind's sins were paid in full upon him. So the Father could not look at the Son, and that caused the darkness over the whole world. You see, people think that it was just a darkness over the land where the mountain or the hill of skull was at. But it was around the whole world. Everybody seen the darkness. And you see, the darkness, they say, could have been an eclipse. But facts show that an eclipse only lasts at the most 7 minutes and 13 seconds. But this here darkness lasted for 3 hours, and it didn't begin until our Father said the word, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he knew the answer why he had been forsaken, but it was such a lonely feeling. It was a separation. Now, there's books, there's volumes of stuff on the computers that talk about the darkness. But the truth of the darkness is in the Scripture, in the Bible. It's in Luke. It's in Mark 15:33. It's in Matthew 27:45. It's in the book of John. These are the facts of the darkness, that the Father could not look upon the Son with sin upon him until all mankind's sin had been forgiven before the light came back to the earth. And then we knew that our salvation had begun. Amen.